time is here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack. When you're done, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for a marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NAO, ACA, GA, PA, SLA, SLA, ACR, RR, MMDRA, HAPA, FAIR, DBA, BDA,
CGA,
whatever.
Yeah.
FICA, NSA, TSA, KFC, NASA,
CVP.
Come back, Bruce.
Isn't it CV? Wait, no, CPPP.
Come back,
CVP.
Bruce.
CVP.
Yeah, but what's the CPPP? Isn't that the
it's
Russian?
Soviet, yeah.
We don't speak for any of them there, guys.
I thought it was CCCP. No, CPP?
No,
whatever.
I think it was CCCP. Yeah. Whatever. We don't care about that. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with...
Shelly.
And Mark.
Sweet.
Dude.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey.
So. Shelly.
What?
What's up?
Nothing.
Bruce, right. You look a little tired tonight.
I'm pretty tired. I pulled out a game that I hadn't played in a while. Age of Empires. So I said I'm going to play one little quick game. I forgot when you're not playing against real people, the game takes significantly longer. Because real people will, like, attack your shit, like, right away.
Mm-hmm.
And people die off in the game pretty quick. When you're playing against the computer, even on a harder setting, it's not that way.
Yeah.
So you're really tired, but it's your own fault.
Oh, no, it's clearly my fault.
Okay.
I was going to sleep until like 2, until my daughter called me at 7 something and said, we're not going to work.
Nice.
So it's a little late to tell me that.
I didn't get, because she hasn't worked the last 2 Saturdays, so I was kind of surprised that she was going to work.
I don't know. But anyway, I didn't get a lot of sleep last night, and I've had no coffee today, so.
Would you like me to make you a cup?
No, I'd like, after we're done, to go get some.
Okay.
Awesome.
Or you could go to sleep.
I could, since I'm getting up in the morning.
For what?
You're singing, and my daughter's singing, and my friend Mark's singing.
You're actually going to go to church to see us sing.
Uh-huh.
That's the theory. So,
the only time that you came to church on a non-holiday before was because it was a holiday. You didn't go on non-holidays. Wait, that didn't make any sense.
Yeah, no, that sure didn't.
Okay. So basically, the only way I can get you to come to church on a regular day, it's not good enough to come and see me by myself. We have to have the kid and a friend as well.
You are all going to be there.
No. Usually you only go on holidays. And I sing every week during choir season.
I've gone many times that weren't holidays.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Are you sitting in the back and then leaving before I see you?
No. I've been there many times that weren't holidays. Yeah. Listen to her.
All right, well...
Okay. It's time for the boozy news. And the news not fit for our booze.
What is that thing on the ground that I just almost tripped over?
Soda.
Oh.
Soda.
Okay.
Big can of soda.
All right. Let's see. Where were we? I got to go back and do the rest of the shout-outs.
I wonder if Patrick can work tomorrow, if he wants to make any money.
We've got shout-outs this show to DJ Tum, Sezu.
DJ Tum.
Yes, that's who followed. Tum. Yes. Sezu. Brian. Daniel.
Sezu, I wonder if that's guys from Ghana.
We know who Brian is.
Yeah.
Daniel, Jack, Carol, Paul, Phil M., Vivian, Jay, Ron, Melissa, Fran, Elizabeth, Solis, James, not Soulless James, Solis, and James, Tom, Phil K., Douglas, and Josie from Rebellion Dogs.
All right. Shout out.
Now I got to figure out where I was before.
Shout out to yous all.
Oh, okay. On Spartanburg County, South Carolina.
Spartanburg County.
Debbie Robinson.
Sweet.
Which, the reason I actually pulled this story is because I know a Debbie Robinson, and I believe she's from South Carolina, and I went, oh, no, Debbie. But then I saw the picture, and I went, oh, different Debbie.
Oh, I know what it is. Hello.
Now, she...
Hello, Mrs. Robinson.
No. Woman was arrested for basically for being belligerent. She got drunk and started shouting obscenities at her neighbors. They were on their porch. And they told her to go in, go to bed, sleep it off. Apparently she does this quite frequently. And she wouldn't. So they had to call the police and have her arrested. And you'd think that you couldn't get arrested on your own property whether you were shouting or not. But the problem was she wasn't on her property. She was bouncing on their trampoline.
Oh. Oh. That's a fail video waiting to happen.
Yes. Very drunk, bouncing on the trampoline, cussing them out.
Awesome.
All right.
I was watching a video today. I don't know if everyone's seen it because there's been so many stories lately of police brutality and this and that. There's a Chris Rock video called, you can look it up, it's something like how to keep the police from beating your ass. And he's like, the first rule of not getting your ass beat is don't do anything illegal. And he's like, that pretty much will help you not get your ass beat by the police. And then he's like, if the police say pull over, pull the fuck over. They tell you get out of your car, get out of your car. And it's got like the right way and the wrong way to do things. And the one guy's like, I'm sorry, officer, have I done something wrong? And the other one's like, jumps out of the car and he's like, what are you doing? What are you hassling me, man? You'd have to see it. It's pretty funny.
All right.
And to keep your ass from being beat, he says, you should hang out with a white friend.
That's right.
And do not go out with a mad woman because she'll tell a cop anything. And then The woman's like, he's got weed. He's got weed.
Speaking of, you just said hang out with a white friend. There's a story that's gone viral about a guy who, he's got a college education. He's a fairly well-educated man. He's been putting his resume out there for months and not getting any nibbles or anything. Somebody told him that it's because he's Latino. They didn't want to hire him, whether he was educated or not. And he didn't believe it. No, that can't be true. So what he did was, on a dare, he took the S out of his name on his resume, left everything exactly the same. So his name was now Joe instead of Jose. Immediately started getting job interview offers.
Really?
Yeah.
To me, I don't care. I mean, not that I don't care about the story, but I don't care what race someone is. I either like them or I don't.
Right. Well, I mean, this is Southern California. The majority of the population is Latino. So for us, that's weird. But in other parts of the country, which is where he's not from here, so.
Maybe thought he was a chick. Maybe he thought it was Josie.
And that makes it better? Oh, it's okay to discriminate against women?
So if Jose would have added an I to his name?
Yeah.
He got hired for the secretary job? Is that what you're saying?
He could have been the head secretary. He could have worked under the table.
Okay, Colorado, one of those, you know, recreational marijuana states, thought originally that they were going to bring in $33.5 million in taxes. That was what they were projected to bring in on taxes on the marijuana, the recreational marijuana.
What
did
they brought
marijuana.
In for the first quarter?
What they brought in for the first quarter? Well, they're a little bit upset because they're missing $21.5 million in pot taxes.
Oops.
Now, the reason why is because their regular sales tax is 2.9%.
It's cheap.
Yeah. Now, because when the law went into effect, they added a special 10% marijuana sales tax. So that puts it at 12.9.
Yeah.
And there's a 15% excise tax on retail marijuana. So when you added up the taxes on marijuana to buy it at a legally recognized dispensary, it's 27.9%.
Yeah.
So a lot of people don't really want to pay that much in taxes, so they're still buying it in the black market.
Yes.
So basically Colorado has legislated themselves out of all the tax revenue they thought they were going to get because they made the tax too high.
Well, they didn't legislate themselves out of the taxes. People are still buying it, and they weren't allowed to before. But
problem is they don't have enough.
Yeah.
They estimate that 60% over the course of a year, 60% of all the marijuana purchases in Colorado will be on the black market.
Yeah.
So they're losing out on all that tax money.
Yeah. My heart bleeds red blood for them.
Tell them to put a coupon in all the Cheetos bags.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zingers.
Yeah.
15% off.
Dude, I got a coupon for 15% off on my weed.
Okay, now here's, Brian sent this story in.
Doritos.
Yeah.
Brian sent this story in.
We know who that is.
Yes, we do now. The story's out of Salt Lake City, but it takes place a little bit away from there. What they're calling the Utah Alcohol Beverage Control Commission is calling it what they believe to be the largest winery being built in the U.S.
Really?
Next to a polygamous Mormon town called Hilldale.
Okay.
Wait, is this Shelley?
What?
You have a shirt. Is this these guys?
No, that's Wasatch Brewery. I have a brewery shirt from Wasatch that says Polygamy Porter is the name of the beer.
Mm-hmm.
And the advertising tag is Bring One Home for All the Wives.
Ah.
What I find interesting about this, it's going to be the largest winery in the U.S.
Uh-huh.
And it's being completed, being built in a state where they have to get a special license to get a package agency because they only have like two liquor stores in Utah.
Mm-hmm.
They're state-run stores in a state where the majority of the population doesn't drink or say they don't drink.
Doesn't mean they don't want to make money on it.
Okay.
In the gold rush, even though they didn't drink, Mormons owned most of the stores and bars and restaurants. So even though they weren't digging for gold, they were getting plenty of it.
But it's not the only winery in Utah. Strangely enough, they have 14 wineries in Utah.
Yes, they do.
Well, they can be pretty sure that their help is not drinking the profits. Maybe.
A lot of tourists come to Utah.
Yeah.
A lot of skiing in Utah.
Hmm.
Yes.
A lot of festivals in Utah.
Festivals?
True. Yeah.
Well, all right then. This was interesting. I think maybe Fran sent this to me. I can't remember. This is in China. They're doing the breeding programs on the giant pandas, trying to get them to actually have babies.
Uh-huh.
Because there's only like 1,600 pandas left in the world.
You need to start making panda porn.
There's a 6-year-old panda named Ai Hin, who started showing signs of pregnancy, and they were all excited. Oh, she had a change in appetite. She was moving less. She had an increase in hormones, blah, blah, blah. 2 months later, she started acting normally again. This is becoming a common thing. She was like a bellwether for this, where the female pandas have recognized the fact that they get much better treatment if they are pregnant.
Oh.
So they are pretending to be pregnant.
That's awesome.
They are moved into a single room. With air conditioning, they get around-the-clock care. They get more buns and fruits and bamboos and food and stuff like that. They get a lot more attention.
Awesome.
Attention
so,
whores.
Yeah, so they're pretending. Pandas have figured this out and are pretending to be pregnant.
It's probably not a big stretch to figure that out.
Yeah.
Pandas are intelligent and cute.
It's adorable.
Well, and apparently they're not very fertile. The females can only conceive 3 days out of the year. So they've got a tiny, tiny window for conception.
And if they have a headache on 2 of those days,
then you're in trouble.
Yeah.
And the time span for their pregnancy is anywhere from 80 to 200 days.
Okay.
That's ridiculous.
80 to 200? That seems like quite a big...
Yeah, that's a really big stretch. I don't know. But panda triplets were born recently.
Nice.
I know. It's very exciting. They're very cute.
Huey, Dewey, and Louie?
Yeah.
I don't know what their names are. It didn't say in the story.
That'd be awesome.
What?
Huey, Dewey, and Louie. Yeah. Or Manny, Moe, and Jack.
Yeah.
If they're all boys.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll do the most ridiculous parking sign ever. Bill sent this in.
Have at it.
It was a parking sign in Culver City, which is in L.A., sort of.
I saw a photo of that.
Oh, my gosh. There were so many parking restrictions that it took 15 feet of vertical post to put all the signs on. 15 feet.
Wow.
The signs say, and this is just some of what they say, no parking, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Tuesday street cleaning. Next sign. Tow away school days. No stopping Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. school days exceptions. 15 minutes Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. through 8 a.m. school business. School day exceptions Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, 8 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. School day exception Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, 3 to 4 p.m. student valet service. And it goes on like that, sign after sign. You could not even possibly figure out when you could park there.
The mayor saw it.
Yes, the mayor saw the sign and said, well, this is ridiculous. And an hour later, had guys down there taking all the extraneous signs away and saying, okay, basically, you can't park on these hours.
Did you see the photo?
Yes, I saw the picture.
Did you see the background of the photo?
No, I don't think I really looked
at it. In the background, about 30 feet further down?
Yeah.
Another sign exactly the same. They didn't touch that one.
They didn't touch that one? Just the one? Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah, she had workers out there taking all the extraneous signs away that were, the restrictions were way too pedantic. Yeah. So it went from 15 feet to like 4.
Yeah, it was.
Still.
It was hysterical to look at.
I know. I saw that. Yeah. I was like, how could you? And there were no cars parked by the sign. I'm thinking, well, geez, nobody could figure it out. So,
Honey, let's go find another place to park.
Unloading passengers only. The white zone is for loading and unloading passengers only.
And that, my excellent friends, is the end of the boozy news.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio. Yeah.
We're back.
Welcome back.
Your dreams were your ticket out.
Welcome back.
The same old things you... Oh. Come on, Shelly. Crack me. Oh, look, she wants to. She wants does. To correct me.
But she won't.
It's all good. I'm fine. You just get down with your bad self.
So the same old people that we laughed about, though the chains have all maimed since we've been around.
What's the topic?
Bruce has a topic.
What is the topic?
Where's your recovery residence?
Huh?
It's like deer balls and forgiveness.
Sort of. I believe it came up because I was listening to someone at a meeting share, and they were talking about where you live in your recovery. You know, do you live in the solution? Do you live in the problem? Do you live in the promise? Do you live in the hope? What, you know, where do you live in your recovery?
In the state of despair.
Well, there are people. There's people that live in despair. There's people that live in depression. There's people, but you know, where do you live, Shelley? What, where do you live in your recovery today? And of course, you can have one more than one address, I'm sure.
I was going to say, I think where you live in your recovery would depend on what stage of recovery you're in.
Okay.
What stage are you in?
Embellish.
Well, right now, I would have to say that my recovery is living in hope, because I really hope things get better, because if they don't, the bandini is going to hit the mixmaster. I am not. I'm in the stage where people are telling me, well, God has a plan for you, and I'm saying, well, the plan sucks.
You ask for it every morning.
What?
Come on, God, let's go.
Yeah, I say, thanks for the day, God, let's get started. I did not ever say, thanks for the day, God. Day, God, can you completely F up my life? I never say that, strangely enough. But there have been other times in my recovery, you know, I've lived in joy. I've lived in serenity. I've lived in despair. I've lived in anger. It just depends.
That's how she looked at me when she said that. I live in anger.
I lived in nitpicking.
Ooh.
She lives in pedantic. Yeah. How about you, Mark?
I always enjoy the state of serenity.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just my vacation spot, though. I don't know. But, you know, I mean,
if you're going to have a vacation spot, that would be a good one.
That's a good one, yeah. It's funny because I was sharing in the same meeting we were talking about on our last show about the screaming maniac who had spoke there the couple weeks earlier.
Right.
And I said, you know, I wanted nothing he had. I mean, I enjoy the fact that I have found such a peace and serenity in this program that I get to live most of my life in that spot.
Right.
And, you know, the insanity and the craziness and all that stuff kind of shows up around the community.
Mm-hmm.
But doesn't usually come into the house too often. I kind of like it here.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm, you know, I mean, obviously, everyone who's in program is going to say they live in the solution. And I think that sometimes even living in the solution, we don't always have solutions.
No.
We try. We attempt. We act as if. We fake it till we make it. And we do all of those things. I think that when I first got sober, the very, 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 very first time I tried to get sober, I lived in hope.
Arkansas?
And it didn't work out so well for me. And every time that I went out and got loaded and got sober and went out and got loaded and got sober, then I kind of lived in despair. Because I kept thinking to myself, it hasn't worked. It's not going to work. But yet I see people staying sober, so it should work. But why am I such a loser that it's not working for me when it's working for all these other idiots? And but then eventually when I got it, I really had no choice but to live in the solution. And I paint and cloud it a lot of the time. Shelley will tell you. There's people that will tell you. It's like people say, how you doing? I'm outstanding. I don't have big, giant wads of problems like I used to. I mean, everything's good compared to the way it used to be. Even when I think stuff sucks, it's so much better than it used to be.
Yeah.
That I can't not be happy.
My problems today are luxury problems.
You know what? There was the tsunamis, the huge tidal waves, you know, and I'm watching all these people get their lives washed away, and I was thinking that my internet really sucked because I couldn't watch quickly enough. The movies weren't loaded,
the destruction.
So I could watch these people all having their lives washed away. And I thought to myself, I thought, these people are losing everything they own, including family members and everything. And my big problem is, my internet's not fast enough. And I'm like, how lame is that?
Pretty lame.
Pretty effing lame. Mm-hmm. I remember when I lived on the roof of the club in Covina. And my problem was, I live on the roof of the club and it looks like rain. That's a real problem.
When you're living in the great outdoors?
Yeah. Well, I had the penthouse suite at the Alano Club.
Yeah.
Shelly, how about you?
How about me what?
You want to expound a little more on where you live?
What do you do to stay away from certain states?
Take a nap.
Take a trip, not take a trip.
Swearing off forever with and without a solemn oath.
I don't know. I got nothing.
Wow.
That's so helpful.
Yeah.
Well,
that shortens the show considerably.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
She looks up and she goes, final words? What? Final words?
Well, to be honest, it's a little bit off-putting because I'm not in the best place I've ever been right now.
So where are you
living now? I'm assuming that it's going to get better at some point, but
we're not.
It really doesn't want to make you speak up when you're talking about people dying in a tsunami. Oh, well, then fuck that.
You don't need to be whistling zippity-doo-dah out your ass all the time.
Well, apparently I do.
You don't.
And no, I'm having a hot flash.
Why do you say apparently you do?
No, well, it's... Yes, things were a lot worse than they are now. Things are better now. But having had things even better than they are now, I don't want to sit in the quagmire of, well, it used to be worse, because that's kind of lame. I think that's kind of lame. Constantly striving for better is what I want. But I sort of feel as though it's not okay to be down about anything. Like, I have the unconscious feeling that it's, if I'm in the state of not so good right now, that that's not okay. So I don't really want to talk about it because it's not okay with everybody.
But there's so much fortune cookie recovery we could use here.
Fortune cookie recovery.
Things first.
Which is a topic for another show.
Help. I'm trapped in my sponsor's house. He's making me write inventory. So then, Shelly, it seems like you're more into what everybody else thinks instead of what Shelly thinks.
I would love to be into what Shelly thinks, but frankly, it's kind of boring.
We're always interested.
I don't want to sit in crap, and I keep having it dumped on my head. I'm in a position where things are happening to me, and my reaction defines my future. And I don't know how to react. So I usually don't do anything. I used to do all kinds of things. I used to react like crazy. Hello?
Yes. People at home are like, hello? What?
No. Never mind.
Yeah. Technical issue.
No frame of reference.
Yeah.
People are like, hello? Hi?
Yeah.
So, Mark.
We lost sight of what's going on the mixing board, and that sometimes can be a disaster, so we signaled Bruce to make sure that monitor came up.
The whole show disappeared once.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you save that? Yeah, that sure saved fast.
That sure saved quick, didn't it? So, Mark.
Yeah.
Shelly is stuck in a place that you just heard described.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a sponsee like that, what would you suggest they do? If you want someone to change residence, put in a change of address card.
Go find the neighborhood bar. No.
Okay. Well, I can't do that.
Kidding. No.
You heard it. You heard it. I got permission. He's got way more time than I do.
Okay,
I got permission.
Sure. Go ahead, Shelly. Sure.
No, that's too much work.
I know. That is just
it's exhausting just thinking about it.
Well, I'll save a seat for you.
You know, we have a program of recovery that's been freely laid at our feet.
Yep.
And
simple kit of spiritual tools.
And, you know, I've really found around here that ever just a great opportunity whenever I want to hit the reset button.
Yes.
And I have found since I do that, I have periods of time where I don't always have the greatest day in the world. I don't have too many bad days that are just bad. Because I just don't like living that way.
Right.
You know, and it's, you know, Bruce, it's what you brought up. You know, when you, you know, when you start living in the solution, you tend to solve things. When you live in the problem, things tend to continue to be a problem.
True.
Not that we're saying you're doing that, Shelley. We're just talking about an example of things.
No, I know. Well, I know. You don't know. I've been trying to solve this problem for months. I've been doing all the footwork.
Stop trying.
Then I'm left sitting in it without any solution.
Wait a minute. There is no trying.
Boo. Okay, if I do, I'm quitting my job this week.
Well, I do that.
Oh.
Yeah, that can't happen. That's what I mean. I'm trapped in a situation that solves nothing.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think that's really solving the problem.
Yeah.
No, that would solve the problem, but it would create a whole new set of problems.
Oh.
Okay, so what's the solution?
I've been working on that for months. I've been doing the footwork. I'm not getting anywhere. That's where I'm stuck. Sometimes you get stuck in a position where you literally can't do anything. You've done all the things that have been suggested.
Go to an NA meeting. Find a newcomer that you don't think's ready yet. $20 and a half a gram, you can get rid of most of your problems.
Yeah.
Are you suggesting that I get loaded?
No, I'm suggesting you have somebody go off who's ever given you a problem.
Oh.
Oh, yikes.
Whoops.
Yeah. This show's going to require some
call on that
heavy
one.
Editing.
Oh.
Which I always forget about anyway.
I know.
No, I know, because I've heard lots of things that you're going to edit. You're like, oh, I'm going to have to edit that out. And I'm like, oh, wow,
yeah.
I heard it.
We don't edit this stuff out. We just have way too much fun.
We have no filters.
Joking about this stuff, so.
We have no filters.
No.
So, Shelley, what would your final words be on where do you live?
I don't have any final words. My final words are...
F-U-M-F-er?
Basically, I don't have any final words. I am not real comfortable with the address that I am in currently in. I have been doing all the things I can do to get out of it. I will continue to try to do the things I can do to get out of it. I don't see the situation changing real soon, so I've got to figure out how to work around it. I mean, what else can I do?
And acceptance is the answer to all my problems today.
Yeah, done that.
It's not until I can accept people, places, and things for being exactly the way God wants them to be that I can have peace. Mark, what are your final words?
I try to live at the crossroads of Peace Street and Serenity Junction.
That's actually good. The moment you said I live at the crossroads, I'm like, oh, man, look at that. Mark always pulls them out well. I would say that the address I prefer to live in is the solution. And if I find myself drifting out of the solution, I need to file a change of address card back to the solution. Mark, who's our friend back east?
And one more thing, it's always a good idea.
Forward the mail?
To make sure the house is near your higher power.
Okay. Yeah. And make sure you forward the mail.
So,
Mark, who's our friend back east?
That'd be Bruce.
The other white meat?
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com. You can read his fine publication online. You can get it emailed to you. You can get the subscription prescription. And he'll send it to you via the United States Postal Service. You have a sober living recovery home, somewhere where many of us sit together, contact Bruce, who'll send you some hard copies to strew about the facility.
Awesome.
If you're interested in a franchise, contact Bruce, and he will give you the information you need to bring the 12-Step Gazette to your little corner of the world, as our friends in the Inland Empire have done.
Absolutely.
So you can go to 12stepgazette.com. Shelley said /, is that correct?
/.
I.E.? And read their version of it.
Awesome. Shelley, we have people that listen to the show.
Anyway, you listen to the show, we really appreciate it. But if you could go to our website, recovery101.net, click on one of the shows, click on like or permalink. If you're a member of Podomatic, thank you. You've just been counted. It helps us with our numbers. If you're not a member, you have an opportunity to become a member. It is free.
And fun.
You can download lots of shows. You can leave topics, suggestions, and comments. You can like old shows. You can put us on your playlists. And you can follow us, and you will get automatic updates of when we post the shows.
Yes.
Awesome. That was like one of the fastest times I ever heard that. She was just like,
yep.
She's like the Micro Machines girl.
Yep.
If you are Facebook friendly, you can like the Recovery 101 radio show fan page. If you'd like to be more anonymous on Facebook, you can join the Recovery 101 group. You need to ask to join. If you ask, you shall receive. And if you do anything funky in the group, you may be asked to leave or ejected. But if you're cool, you can hang out. Lots going on in that group lately, so it's kind of cool. We've got an email address at recovery101radio@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
We sure as hell don't. Shelley, who's the lead on music by?
We've been getting more compliments on Doug's song, Falling Down, so I'll use that one again.
All right.
Everybody wants more from Doug.
Everybody try and leave it better than you found it, and be the example.
I'll ask him for more, and we're out.
And take care of you.
I'm looking up from the ground again. I never see this is how it ends. Where are you now, my God? Can you hear me as I cry? I'm too young, I'm not ready to die. Do you see me fall? Do you see me falling down now? Falling down. Do you see me? So surreal, so wanna feel.